Item 15. Well, I think we moved rather quickly in the earlier stage of the meeting, so we are ahead of schedule. Officials for item 15 are still on the way, so I have to talk to the secretariat. Let's first of all deal with item 16. Or we could just wait. The member, Mr. Chen Wai Kong, who is the proponent of item 16, he's out of the room. Oh, Mr. Chen, you're back. Now, because we are ahead of the schedule, we moved rather quickly today. That's why officials for item 15 are still on the way. They're not here yet. So if you don't mind, Mr. Chen, let us first of all take up item 16, proposed by Mr. Chen Wai Kong. Paying attention to the poverty problems of the elderly. Paper number 126. Mr. Chen Wai Kong, do you mind to make this switch because you're here? No, not at all. Okay then, thank you. Earlier on, we received from the Labour and Welfare Bureau and the Labour and the Social Welfare Department a joint response, and it's been forwarded to members for your information. I would like to welcome Mrs. Wang Yinyi from the Social Welfare Department and Mr. Pui Wai Yu to the meeting. Mr. Chen, do you have anything to add, please? I'll be brief, Mr. Chairman. There are two key points in my paper. One, those receiving CSSA, the rent allowance, especially for the larger households. Now, I see that the administration has given a table in its response on the rate of the rent allowance. You can see it can't really keep up with the latest rent hike. In the past 2 years or so in particular, in Mongkok, Yamate, in the older districts, rents have soared. So for people living in these areas, they're really suffering. Now, if you collect CSSA and live in public housing, you are a little better off. But for those who are collecting CSSA but living in private housing, they are facing difficulties. I wonder if the Social Welfare Department would review the rent allowance to see whether it could give actual help to the elderly. And then for the elderly, for some reasons, some of them may not be eligible for CSSA. For instance, they may be living with family members of children in particular, but then the children don't really have well-paid jobs, they can't really afford to support their parents. So very often the parents have to rely on the old age allowance. Tomorrow at LegCo, there will be a vote on the new ex gratia fruit money. Now, on whether there's need for a means test, I personally think that we could debate it. We need to arrive at some sort of consensus in the community. But then there are many elderly persons in my district. They are already eligible for the ex gratia payment because they have gone through means test when they were 65. They gave the view that they wouldn't want the vote to be delayed too long, because for those with genuine needs, they have to wait longer, and they will be feel let down. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. Social Welfare Department, please. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chen, for your question. Before the meeting, we submitted a paper, paper number 126/2012. We responded to Mr. Chen Wai Kong's views in relation to rent allowance under CSSA. Mr. Chen was right to point out that we do have a mechanism. In 1998, at LegCo, an adjustment mechanism was endorsed. The government will have regard to the Consumer Price Index A and the movement of private rentals in adjusting the maximum levels of rent allowance, MRA. So we give CSSA recipients a rent allowance to pay for their actual rental expenses, but there is also a cap. It depends on the size of a household. And those in the households collecting CSSA, there will be a cap on the rent allowance. Every year, as I said, we will follow a price index in making adjustments. The last adjustment was on the 1st of February 2012, that is this year. And on the basis of that mechanism, we have adjusted the rent allowance upwards by 5.7%. Well, there are special arrangements in some special cases. For instance, certain elderly persons or those with special needs, if the SWD has already recommended for these to receive compassionate rehousing, or those on the waiting list for subvented elderly home places, we will give them extra allowance to help them pay the rent. So every year there is a mechanism to adjust the MRA. For the old age living allowance, perhaps I could take this opportunity to briefly introduce this scheme to you. On the 16th of July 2012, the Chief Executive at the Legislative Council Chief Executive's question and answer session, he announced this assistance program. Now, this is to help them, to help relieve poverty. In other words, it's to pay for actual living expenses. Because it's to poverty relief measure, we want to target only those with genuine needs. That's why we believe it is necessary to have the declaration mechanism. We hope very much that tomorrow at the Finance Committee meeting approval will be given, so that next March we could officially launch the OLA, and then elderly could start receiving the old age living allowance as soon as possible. Thank you. Thank you. Questions, please, members? Mr. Wong Man-Cheng. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I appreciate Mr. Chen Wai Kam putting forward this paper. It's for us to pay attention to the poverty problems of the elderly. I studied this paper in detail. The English version is in greater detail. The Chinese version is a brief version. Perhaps I started reading the Chinese version, and I tried very hard to read the English version as well. Oh, there's actually a Chinese version, I didn't even know. Anyway, I think the crux of the problem has to do with the rent allowance. It's not really about the poverty problems of the involving the elderly. The rent allowance is to help households with needs or singletons with needs. But it's good, in any case, to propose this paper, because it shows that members are concerned about the issue. There are colleagues from departments here today. As you know, the new term of the SAR government is very much concerned about the poverty problem. The Commission on Poverty will be set up again. Mrs. Carrie Lam, the Chief Secretary for Administration, will personally chair a working group on social security. So we could have a discussion, and when the working group considers near-term, medium-term, and long-term measures, they will also bear in mind this issue here, that is rent allowance for the elderly poor. Because housing is definitely something is essential item.
咁如果冇咧, 咁睇翻社署.
Right, members. Any comments? And does the SWD have anything more to say? No, I just want to thank the chairman and members. Right, so that's all for this item. Thank you very much, SWD.